Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. This is our February 2nd program. We want to welcome everybody for joining us tonight. And also I want to thank everybody for the emails and the comments that from last week's program. And basically what we did was a new update to what's happening in the currency exchange, why it happens, what's going on, where the money is, where it's coming from, and et cetera. Well, this week, we're going to just basically step into kind of having a general discussion of what's going on in some of the world affairs out there. And then also, I'm going to play a couple of videos tonight. So, okay. Now, it says that the sound is a bit loud, okay? So thank you, Bo, because, see, I've got some new speakers here, folks. So kind of let me know how the sound goes. I just turned it down. So if you folks there on Facebook can kind of give me a quote again on the sound about how it's sounding, how I'm coming across. I know there's a little bit of a delay from the time that I get over there to from where I talk here before it comes out on Facebook. So, but Blanca, with that, how are you doing this fine evening?
Doing very well, Dave, just like keeping up with all the interesting things that are happening around the world. And I guess that's why it's a good time to talk about some of this. But also, from what you said, sounds like we got some good videos to share. So that should be an interesting thing.
Yes, we do. And so before we get into that, folks, I just want to remind you again that a week from Saturday on the 12th, I will be in Nashville for a workshop. And I didn't know, I had to work through with basically who are my brokers of whether or not I was going to bring more people in. And I finally got an answer late this afternoon. And yes, anybody who comes to the Nashville workshop can be added to the round one of the exchange. And folks, I have to be, again, I am under a non-disclosure agreement, so I have to be very, very careful about what I say. But all I can say is that yesterday I was on the phone with basically the primary brokers and buyers that are based in Reno. That's all I can say, okay? And the news that we had gotten is the funds have started moving. Now, I can't say anything more than that, but that is the first time they have ever said that the funds have started moving. Now, that doesn't mean it comes to us very quickly, folks, because it could even take a couple of months because it has to go through its step-by-step process. And I think because we know there's going to be opposition, i.e. attack from the cabal, I think they need to move it a step. They need to test the security that is there. They need to see if it's going to be okay, if they aren't going to run any problems. And they have to do that before they then move it to the next step. So it's going to take, you know, a couple of months to get it all the way down to us. But the word is the funds are moving. And folks, if you want to be involved in the round one of the exchange, I would encourage you to register and go to my website and register to come to the workshop in Nashville. It appears this is going to be the last opportunity to bring anybody into round one. Now, like I said last week, folks, I've got just right around 13,000 names on my newsletter list. So I can't open it to 13,000 people, folks. We don't have that many slots available. So what I say is people who come to the workshop, because see, when I was in Santa Ana a week and a half ago, we ended up adding about 50 to 60 new people because we had room for that many. And I know that Nashville is going to be a lot less in the number of people that are going to be there. But anybody who attends, but remember, this is only for new people. If you have already turned in currency to me, no, we're not going to allow you. This is for new people to be able to come in, okay? And folks, what I do, I will give instructions at the workshop about how the process will happen. But it is extremely important that you respond in a very quick ASAP response after I send you the information, because it's by the time a week or two after the Nashville workshop, it may be that I have received my first part of my funds. And once I receive that, boom, nobody else can come in. So that's the scoop there. Blanca, anything else that you would like to share with us before we go into the program tonight?
Well, that's a pretty exciting update because it sounds like funds are moving. At least that's what I got the impression, which is good news. And also the second part is that you were given the green light to let more people participate in that first exchange, right? And so, folks, I mean, I remember for a while there, it was closed and people were very much settling. Well, I'll just, you know, keep the faith for the second round. And so here's a nice opportunity to get on the first. Although I think last time you said the possibilities for a second round are very probable, but it sure is nice to be part of that first go round.
They're very probable, but I cannot guarantee them because I'm not the decision maker. Remember, those are decisions that come from the brokers and the funders. Primarily the funders. They are just then, okay, they basically say, okay, this is how much money we have now available for a round two. And that's about all I can say. I don't know anything else beyond that. And again, I have to be careful because I am under a non-disclosure agreement. Other than the fact that I can tell you I know where the money is coming from, I'm in touch with the systems and the people in Hong Kong, and I am in touch with the systems and the people in the Philippines, and those are the two primary large sources of money that's coming forward through all this. So, are we then, Blanca, ready to go into the program tonight?
I think so.
Okay. So, folks, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a couple of short videos tonight that kind of declare a message much better than what I can just talk about it. We know that we live in a world where there is a cabal that runs and controls the global financial system. And they are the ones that want to have dominant control over the world's money supply. And they have set up and wanted to establish a program of what is called the Great Reset. And folks, that basically strips us away of all of our dignity and our freedom and stuff like that. But let's watch about a 5-minute video about the Great Reset.
It's a great deception. Replacing mum and dad, small businesses, and private enterprises with big tech and big business. Democracy and free enterprise go out the window. Totalitarian government control slides in through the back door. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal. That life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. The World Economic Forum meets every January in Davos. You'll have heard of the expression Davos Man. It refers to all the zillionaires and pop stars and popes and princes and politicians who meet every year to map out our futures. This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. This isn't some Sky After Dark fantasy conspiracy theory. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions. You might think this is a great thing. You might think this is a terrible thing. If implemented successfully, the Great Reset will undeniably and deliberately have extreme and possibly dire repercussions for every single one of your constituents. Already, the Great Reset is being widely advertised on posters and in ads across the...
Oh, what happened to my sound? Where'd it go? Hold on, folks. Let me see if I can get this to go again. I don't know what happened to the sound. That's interesting. All of a sudden, just my sound went kaput. Blanca, can you hear anything?
No, I can't. And was the video still going?
Oh.
That is why they constantly
okay,
talk about
so somehow
volume.
My speakers got turned off, folks. So I reset that, okay? Sorry about
the
that.
The World Economic Forum meets every January in Davos. You will have heard of the expression Davos Man. It refers to all the zillionaires and pop stars and popes and princes and politicians who meet every year to map out our futures. This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. This isn't some sky after dark fantasy conspiracy theory. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions. You might think this is a great thing. You might think this is a terrible thing. If implemented successfully, the Great Reset will undeniably and deliberately have extreme and possibly dire repercussions for every single one of your constituents. Already, the Great Reset is being widely advertised on posters and in ads across the UK and Europe, and no doubt will be here before too long. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy is just one of their marketing slogans. The plan involves replacing shareholders of big companies with stakeholders who happen to be left-wing bureaucrats and climate change zealots. Replacing mum and dad, small businesses and private enterprises with big tech and big business. Mrs. Kapoot's share portfolio is out. Greta Thunberg's zero emissions are in. Democracy and free enterprise go out the window. Totalitarian government control slides in through the back door. But remember, it's not only a great reset, it's a great deception. Because in order to get everyday people to surrender many of the rights and freedoms we currently take for granted, the repeatedly stated aim of these organizations is to deliberately use COVID as an excuse, to use all the political and authoritarian tools, as Prince Charles puts it, that are currently being used around the world to eradicate the virus, such as lockdowns, exclusion zones, forced closure of businesses, heavy fines, making protesting illegal, and so on, but now to eradicate carbon emissions. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal, that life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. This is not me saying this. This is them saying it. The people with the power and the means and the obsessional desire to do it. And they keep telling us again and again precisely what they have in store.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our worlds. Rebalancing investments, harnessing science and technology, and advancing the transition to net zero emissions, all elements of the Great Reset, are fundamental to building the future we need.
And if it's still not clear, the book written by World Economic Forum boss Klaus Schwab himself, setting out precisely how the most powerful forces in the world are lining up to use the COVID-19 crisis as a pretext for introducing a new climate change focus, one world economy that will strip away property rights and basic democratic rights. They are not hiding this stuff. They are shouting it from the rooftops. The World Economic Forum boasts on its website that the only acceptable response to the COVID crisis is to pursue a great reset of our economies, our politics, and our societies.
Okay, folks, well, it's interesting. Now, that video is probably about a year and a half to 2 years old. But it's interesting. We saw the agenda that they were on, what they were wanting to do, and what is the plan for these powerful political and monetary leaders in our world. The positive news is it's failing. It's failing, folks. It's not working. In fact, when they said that they have the Davos Economic Forum and they have it every year in February, guess what? They canceled the one this year. They canceled it because of the fact that I think they saw that there was, they said it was the COVID was creating the problems for all these people. Excuse me. These are powerful world leaders. They could get around that stuff. They fly their own private jets to all these meetings that they go to. What's happening is they're realizing the people are standing up. The people are taking a position. The people are saying no to their power and control. And we're seeing one of the best examples of that right now with the Canadians and their truck convoys. And they basically have shut down their capital. Ottawa is the capital of Canada. And you can see they've shut it down. And the, what you again call, we call the fake news is being exposed for how they're so deliberately misinterpreting what is going on there. You have to go into alternate media sources, like on Facebook or some of those others, and you truly see the real truth of what's going on there. And this convoy has been so successful. First of all, they said they're not leaving. And here's the latest thing. They were going to try to bring in these tow trucks to be able to tow these, you know, these trucks away. The tow truck companies aren't cooperating. They're saying, we're refusing to participate in what you want. We're backing up the truckers. They're not going to go in and haul away all these trucks. Not only have they shut down the capital in Ottawa, they have also shut down the United States-Canadian border in what is Interstate 15 in Montana, Alberta. Why is that one so important? Because of all of the equipment, all the supplies, all of the food that comes through the United States, and a lot of food comes out of Mexico. It's put on these 18-wheeler trucks, and they move it through the United States up into Canada, and the primary route is Interstate 15, that goes through Montana into Alberta. The truckers have shut that border down. So in essence, what's happening is the truckers are basically shutting down commercial operations in the country of Canada. And it's interesting because, see, they have the power to do that. I don't know hardly anybody else that could truly shut down a government and an economy as much as organized truckers. Why? Because we are so dependent upon everything that they bring to us. Folks, if trucks stop moving food to the commercial stores, you could find the shopping centers, the stores, the food stores out of food in 4 days. 4 days, there could be no food. And what will happen is, what are the people are going to do? The police are empowered in this. There's so many trucks and there's so many people, they can't stop it. And they're, as I said, they're totally shutting down the whole government in Canada. And guess what? This is now starting to organize all around the world. Australia has one of these going on. There's supposedly one starting in England. And also, the latest I've seen, there's a possibility there's going to be one here in the United States as well. It shows you the power of the people. The people are rising up and saying enough is enough is enough. We're not going to put up with your abuse of power anymore. Now, what I want to do next, I want to go in and I want to play another video. And this one is about 11 minutes long, and it's from David Icke, and it talks about the power of perception. Because if we truly want to make a change, we have to be willing to change our perception about how we see things of what is going on around us. So let's watch this video now. It's about 11 minutes long.
Over the decades, I've gone deeper and deeper and deeper in the rabbit hole. And the deeper you go, the simpler it gets. Because higher up the rabbit hole, and everything's moving, organizations, people, networks, and then you go a bit lower. And you move into the wider perspective of it all. What's behind all this manipulation? What's behind, even more, what is this place? Who are we? Where are we? Why are we here? And you keep going deeper. And you come into the non-human element of it all and whatever. But then you hit the point where it all comes out of. And it's real simple. Perception comes from your state of consciousness. And perception becomes behavior. And collective behavior is what we call human society. So if you follow back from human society, all the stuff that goes on, you go through perception, or you go through behavior, you go through perception, and then you go through consciousness. So what is driving people is their state of consciousness. And so when you go really deep in the rabbit hole, you realize that, you can talk, and I do, and I've done a great length over the years, about networks of manipulation and satanic groups and secret societies. You do all that. And it needs doing. Of course it does. So we know what's going on. But in the end, what's driving the secret society networks that I call the global cult that's behind the dystopian agendas is their state of consciousness. Those who are awakening and seeing it are awakening and seeing it because of their state of consciousness. And people are not seeing it because of their state of consciousness. So what is going on here? So when I started to realize that in the early 90s that this global network existed and what its game was, I started to ask the question, when did it start? And you comfortably go back into the ancient world. You go back into ancient Egypt, into ancient Babylon and Sumer and so on. And you see people coming in and going out, being born and then dying, being born and dying, well, body dying anyway. They play a part in advancing this agenda and expanding it to its global state now. Then they pass on. And then other people come in, the next generation does it. And I looked at it and I thought, there has to be a organizational force that's spanning this period of in, out, individual contributions to advancing this agenda. And then I started to look around the different cultures and the different religions, looking for a common theme for what this force might be. And you start to realize that actually, although they use different names, that they're describing the same force over and over again in all these different areas. So the Christians talk about Satan and the devil and demons. The Gnostics, who were not Christians in that sense, they talked about a negative force called Yeldabaoth and Archons, which were the Christian demons. Then you look at the other different cultures, like the jinn of the Islamic belief. I was in a taxi being driven by a Muslim taxi driver from New York once, and he asked me, he said, what do you do? I said, we start talking, and I started talking about these Gnostic archons and what the Gnostics said they were all about. And he said to me, well, that sounds like the jinn. That's just like the jinn. Yeah. Because you see this theme. The different names throw people, but it's the same theme. And I just got a book out called Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. And the last chapter is called Escaping Wotico. And it's called that because I then come across the name the Native Americans use, or at least the pre-tribal group use, for this same force, and they call it the teacup. And basically, what all these things are describing, all these different belief systems are describing, is a state of consciousness, a very inverted, chaotic, what we would call evil consciousness, but my definition of evil is the absence of love. Once love's gone, evil remains, but bring in love, evil's gone. And when I looked at how the Cree described Wetiko, it was the Archons, it was Yaldabaoth, it was all these things. It's a state of consciousness that's in a very low vibrational frequency state, very chaotic, very inverted. That's why expressions of it, like Satanism and what have you, they use inverted symbols, for instance. Satanists invert the pentagram, they invert the cross. Mm-hmm. Inverted the cross is not to do with Christianity. The cross is an ancient symbol. They just invert everything. It's like the Nazis turn the swastika around to represent the negative force. So this Wetiko is a state of consciousness, which at its most extreme is what brought psychopathy into the world. Psychopaths, they have a list of traits. It's called the Hare Test, named after the guy that developed the list. A list of traits which, if you have enough of them, you are officially designated a psychopath. Now, it's psychopaths, super psychopaths, actually, that are driving the hoax and are driving the dystopia and the fascism globally. And the major traits of psychopaths is, number one, lack of empathy. The inability to put yourself in the experience of others you're affecting. Empathy is the fail-safe mechanism of human behavior. If you don't have empathy, there are no limits. There's no fail-safe mechanism to kick in. I can't do this to this person because I can empathize with how it must make them feel. No limits. So you're looking at your Bill Gateses, your Klaus Schwabs at the World Economic Forum, you're looking at Anthony Fauci, you're looking at some desperately Wetiko people in Britain who are driving the whole hoax here. And you're looking at Wetiko. They are expressions of this Wetiko. Satanism is expressions of this Wetiko at its most extreme. Lack of compassion is another major trait of psychopaths. And so you hear over and over again, when you're explaining what's going on, you hear, they would never do that. No, no, you would never do that. They would do it and get off on it. And it's understanding the scale of, well, evil inversion of life that we're dealing with to grasp, actually, that they would do that, and they are doing that. But Wetiko is more than that. One of the great traits of psychopaths is they'll lie for as much as necessary to get what they want. There's no shame or embarrassment in lying. You lie. Why do you lie? Because I get what I want. I mean, I've worked in the mainstream media for years at BBC, on newspapers and radio stations back in the 70s and 80s. And it was always corrupt. But you look at this global media coordinated lying on a scale that I don't think we've ever seen before. And so that's a trait of Wetiko. This ability or feeling it's okay to lie by the minute and the hour in terms of the global media, to what? To promote the agendas of the psychopaths, the super Wetiko. And then you come down to the general population. You've got this great number of people who have lost the ability, if they ever had it, to process information into a conclusion. See, what people in control of their own minds do is they take information and they filter it and process it into a conclusion. What great chunks of the population do today is take the information as a conclusion. So when governments make a statement or the media say this is what's going on, then that is not information to be processed. That is a conclusion to be absorbed. And you'll see this, we see it all the time, where someone will say, I'll tell you what I think's going on. This is my opinion. And what comes out of their mouth is the official story, almost word for word, which they have processed into the illusion of their own opinion and their own conclusion. Now, these are all traits of Wetiko. And how does this work? Wetiko is, and this is all part of how do we get out of here? Wetiko is a band of frequency. It's a very low, dense band of frequency, which resonates to the frequencies of fear and all the emotional, low vibration emotional states around fear, anxiety, depression, resentment, all these low vibrational emotional states. Every thought and every emotion that we feel and we think goes out as a frequency. You know, fear is a dense, low, slow frequency. When people are in fear and anxiety, they say, oh, I feel so heavy today. Yes, because that's what those low, slow frequencies do to your energetic field. When people feel joy and love, they say, oh, I feel so light today. Yeah, because they're fast frequencies and fast wavelengths. So therefore, they impact upon your field in a completely different way. So the point of Wetiko is to draw human consciousness into low vibrational states so that that attachment, that assimilation can take place. And once it does, and the COVID era has, of course, created enormous amounts of fear and trauma with relation to it. I mean, the trauma that this COVID era has created. You know, people just screaming if someone gets too close to them in a supermarket aisle. Wetiko is not going to influence those that it attaches to make them think about questioning anything, about questioning what they're told. That's the last thing it wants. So people simply stop processing information. They become like a software program. They just take downloads from statements and what have you, and it becomes their reality. So awakening people, what's the difference? It's the states of frequency. If your heart is open to any extent, if your mind is open to any extent, then you are operating on a frequency that's beyond the Wetiko frequency. And what we're seeing is this incredibly blatant, it's always been there, but now more blatant than ever, this division between what I would call the Wetiko and those that are awakening to beyond its frequency boundary, its frequency layer. And the perceptions of these two groups is so massively different now, because one is basically channeling Wetiko in terms of its perception. And the other one is processing its perceptions from a much higher level of consciousness. All the way through human history, you've seen this same recurring theme, that there is a force, a negative force, which is trying to manipulate the perceptions of humanity.
Very, very strong statement when you understand what's going on there. What David Icke describes is basically those that we call the cabal controllers are basically addicted to the Wetiko of power and control. They're addicted to this power and control, and it's the power of their money that allows them to have that type of an influence. And the very, very positive thing that's happening is the masses by the millions are beginning to wake up. I remembered it was about a year and a month or so ago, I was listening to one of the channeled messages of Barbara Maciniak and the Palladians, and they were talking about, you know, what's taking place because Biden got elected instead of Trump and what's going to happen. And they basically said the whole concept of Biden being elected and being in power and the low energy with Tico around him and those with him, it's all there because it becomes a tool to help people wake up. It's a tool that is going to bring people out of the state of Wetiko consciousness into a higher state of consciousness and awareness. In essence, if I can speak in terms of the Matrix movie, it's a tool that is going to bring people from the blue pill world of being a part of the Matrix and just doing what they're told. It's going to bring them over into the red pill world and say, no, I don't need to put up with this evil force anymore. I don't need to put up with this power and control. I don't need to put up with my freedom being taken away from me. And again, one of the strongest collective behavior statements we're seeing is basically this truck convoy that's going on in Canada. And folks, I think in the next week we're going to see the real influence of that, because if they don't budge and if they don't give, it's not only going to shut down the government in Ottawa, it's going to shut down basically the movement of commercial goods in Canada as well. Now, on a practical note, I would encourage you, because if that begins to develop and happen even here in the United States, I would encourage you to make sure you have food available to, if the stores' shelves start going blank. We've already been told from the farmers that there was going to be a food store shortage this year before any of this stuff started developing. And now if this happens, there's a very large potential this is going to create a food shortage in the stores. So I'd always make sure that you have enough to back up for what you need. Have enough food that you can go for 2 to 3 weeks without going to the store. I did that. I did my Costco trip today, folks, because I thought, okay, I realize it's time to take advantage of that. I've been talking about some of these issues now for close to a year and a half, and we might finally be on the verge of beginning to see it practically taking place. And there's a reason why it's taking longer, because it's helping people wake up. It's helping people make the transition. It's helping people come out of the blue pill world where they're controlled by these addictive, powerful elite, and coming into the red pill world where we're saying, no, I'm going to live my own life. I'm going to be my own person. I'm going to have my own life of being free for who I get to be. This is the shift. And, folks, the currency exchange is one of those steps that's going to empower people, the average everyday people. My understanding is the Texas Processing Office, where we've set all of our currency, there's 40 to 60,000 people that have currencies there. Now imagine 50 to 70 to 80,000 people over a couple of months, everyday normal people coming into being multimillionaires. Do you think that doesn't have a powerful impact? You think that doesn't have the ability? It's extremely important when we receive the funds that we don't fall into this sense of survival. I'm now powerful. I've got more. It's important that we be willing to give a lot of our money away. This is about shifting and changing the consciousness of humanity. And money is one of the biggest tools to do that. And that's part of the reason of what this is happening here in this currency exchange that we get to participate in. Now, and I'll explain this as it's been explained to me, is the first step of the currency exchange is only the first step of the process. Well, folks, my understanding, this is going to go on for months and even possibly a couple of years because of the amount of money they have behind this to make this healthy change. So with that, Blanca, let's go back to you. You can come in and join us here. And why don't you share some of your thoughts with us?
Well, all very good. I think by now people know about the Great Reset, hopefully, because if you don't, then you really don't have an understanding of what's going on a global scale. If you think it's just America, it's not. It's the whole globe is going through this because the Wetiko has gotten a grip of the planet. So we need to understand what that is, and there's a lot of If you just research it, you'll find it, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, and how that connects a lot of the malfeasance we're seeing. So I'm glad you put that together. That was a good synopsis of it. And then David Icke, talking about perception, and he's real good. I shared with you earlier, he did an interview on London Real. So if people look up London Real, they'll find it there. And it's probably like the last half hour of that interview. I mean, it's all good, but that last half hour, they talk about perception. Also, very, very good treatment. I think David Icke is one of the best in talking about that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and he's coming out with all kinds of new stuff. And you saw it was on this channel called Inspire. He's got now about 8 or 10 of those, and they're only about maybe 10 to 15 minutes long. And he's condensing issues, and he's doing very, very well. There's now, I think, 1 or 2 of those that I'm now sharing in the workshops as well.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. And Pete comes along and talks a lot about Wetiko, which I kind of like because that is Native American. It's more of an ancient perception of what we in modern days would call evil, but they had a lot of perception about human consciousness because they weren't so much in their heads like we are intellectuals, and so their perception of it I think is very deep. A gentleman named Paul Levy, Levy, wrote a book about Wetiko, Dispelling Wetiko. It's a very deep book. I wouldn't say it's the easiest read, but it's a great read because just reading it is, I would think, very healing because we understand maybe some of our own weaknesses and tendencies and then how it totals up to a tendency to manifest, you know, globally in the human population. It's almost, Dave, remember how we used to talk about the shadow? It's almost like Wetiko is humanity's shadow. If people are interested in learning more about Wetiko, that's a pretty good book. So I think that's why it's powerful. He doesn't call it a shadow. I think maybe because it is more shamanistic term, and you know, shamanism is a lot about healing, and that's what we really do. Even after we all wake up and let's say we go through the process we're going to have to go through, like you say, to get out of the matrix, there's going to be a lot of healing needed as we realize, you know, what we've really been put through. Humanity's very resilient. We've got strong spirits. We've got strong hearts. But once we realize what this matrix framework was really about, we're going to need to kind of heal. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's interesting because, see, with these powerful elite, they set up a financial system where the masses of humanity are basically slaves to the system. Even those of us here in the United States, because, see, we're slaves to our jobs. We spend somewhere between 60 to 80 hours a week around our jobs. It's not just the 40 hours we work. The time we get up in the morning, we get ready to go to work, we commute, we have our lunchtime, and then we come back home and we unwind. So you see that, you know, our jobs take a good 10 to 12 hours of our day. And we're lucky if we only have 2 to 3 hours a day for ourselves. And so we've become slaves to this system. And that's how they do it. And these systems are established to make these powerful corporations and these corporate leaders very powerful over the masses. And that's one of the reasons for the currency exchange, is so that these funds can be released. And then you are now financially free. You are free to do what it is you want to do. If you love your job, stay in your job. But if you don't, you can then step back and you can start doing the work to healing that Wetiko process in yourself and your family, because folks, we all have it. You can start doing the conscious healing work. You can start doing the improvement work. You can start doing work on empowering yourself, because it takes time and work to do that. Now, I will continue to have programs and workshops around that after the funds come forward, but that's one of the primary, there's two reasons for these funds. I should say three. One, it's designed to disempower the current elite system. Number two, it's designed to empower you as an individual so you're free from the slavery of your job. And number three, it's designed for you to be a giver, where you're giving this money away and helping others through this awakening process. That, in the end, is what we are here for, and that's what all this is about. So, okay, Blanca, back to you.
No, that's very good. I'm glad you tied the currency exchange back to this. Most of the time when I talk with the people who attend your workshop, they weren't going to be with Ticos about it.
No, they're not.
You know, they did want to do that. They wanted to do the projects that they have a passion for that would help humanity. They had friends and family or people that they had already earmarked as they could help with financially. And so that will definitely be a healing. And when you said free from the slavery of the job, once people get that and once things start to change overall in our experience here, people will be shocked to learn that they were actual slaves, all right? So, you know, one thing, oh, I don't like my job, or it's, you know, whatever, it's a bore, you know, I'm chained to my desk or whatever. The feeling is, but we are literally slaves. And I think that's part of why we're waking up, because when we're told, if you don't put this experimental substance into your body, we're not telling you what's in it, and we're not going to tell you what is going to happen to you in the future. If you don't take this, you're not going to have a job. And there's people who actually took it, right, because they didn't want to lose your job. If that's not slavery, okay, do you go to restaurants? We go to restaurants here, and I'd say maybe about 60 to 70% of them don't require their employees to wear a mask, but about 30 of them still do. And so everybody in the restaurant will be without a mask, but the servers, you know, are wearing a mask, and it feels terrible. It feels terrible, and I'm saying, you know, that's basically saying, hey, even though there's no real reason to wear this mask, you got to, because, you know, we tell you to.
Yeah, so, okay, are we ready to allow some callers to come in?
Yes, I think so. It'd be interesting to see if they have any questions about, you know, to the level that you can answer it about the currency exchange. And that's another reason to attend the workshop or, you know, this notion of perception and with Tico. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Probably give them the number.
So, folks, if you'd like to call in, the number is 515-605-9356. Again, that's 515-605-9356. And then you just press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and that lets us know that you would like to come on the air and that you've got kind of, you like a question or a comment. And we always like to open this up for a little bit. And there we got our first person that just came in from area code 702. So why don't we just go right directly to that person? We're going to area code 702. Okay, you're here on the air. What's your name and what can we help you with?
Hi, it's Linda. I wanted to ask you something. I had heard you say, which I was surprised, it was the first time you'd ever said it, maybe a week or two ago, that you were expecting funds, you know, you couldn't give an exact, but around February 14th. Are you still feeling that way?
For myself personally, yes. Remember, I have my own personal contract, and then we have the larger stuff of where I was the aggregator and brought it in from all the people. And what I am getting from my brokers of the large contractors, they're saying that all the small groups have to be paid first before they start the larger one at the Texas Processing Office. Because remember, there's about 40 to 60,000 people going through there. And so my smaller one, I am told that is going to be right around the 14th or 15th of February. Now, they did have some new information come out, and it may still be a week beyond that, but that's where it is as of now, yes.
Very exciting. I'm in a private contract for a long time as well, and this is as close as I can feel it. Do you feel like it's really going to go?
Well, I was told again yesterday that the funds had been released. And remember, again, I can't give you specifics, but I know where the money comes from. I know who has it, and I know why they have it, and I know who's in control of that. And the word was they let it go yesterday.
And that's relating to Ronald Reno.
What's that?
Well, what's the last thing? I didn't mean to talk over you. What's the last thing you just said about the process?
Well, it's going to take a couple months before it gets down to us.
And that is around Reno where they let the funds go?
No, my understanding it was for everything all around the world.
Wow. So is that the sovereign countries, the
I don't know any details. I don't know any more details beyond that, and I don't want to get into speculation.
Okay, and last question. Is it dong and dinar or dong or?
My understanding is all three of the currencies. It just depends on who you had contracts with.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. God bless. Godspeed us all. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, an interesting comment just came up saying it's interesting that yesterday was the Chinese New Year, and my understanding is that that was the purpose. Remember, the Chinese are a very, very big part of that, and it was like releasing the funds on the Chinese New Year. That's their way of saying to the whole world, Merry Christmas. Because, see, their Chinese New Year celebration is like our Christmas celebration, and it was ironic that it was released on that day of the Chinese New Year. So, okay. All right. I'm not seeing anybody else. Blanca, are you seeing anybody else that wants to come in and come in? Or, oh, there's a new one that just came in. Area code 562. So we're going to go to that one. Area code 562. You're on the air. What's your name and what can I help you with?
Well, hello, Dave. This is Jimmy from L.A.
Yes.
I met you at the Santa Ana workshop. And I told you up front, you know, Blanca's husband is slacking off a little bit. He hasn't been calling with a joke. So I think I'm going to start it off. It's a very short one. But I was just out watering my lawn this morning, and I saw some chap walking along down the sidewalk. He only had one shoe. So I asked him, hey, what happened there, buddy? You lose a shoe? He said, no, found one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they can get worse. But anyway,
yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. All righty.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Okay.
I guess I got to tell Alan to get back on.
I know. You heard him. Alan's sloughing off. We haven't heard from him for a while. we'll give him a break this week, okay?
Right. He actually had a long day today, and when he got back, he just crashed, and I haven't heard from him since.
All righty. Okay. Well, I'm not seeing anybody else come up, and folks have had opportunities, so it looks like we might be ready to call it a night. What do you think?
I think so, and again, I'd encourage people to go to Nashville and take advantage of this, especially now that the news is sounding good, like things are moving. So that's what I encourage
people to do. Folks, if you come to the Nashville workshop, there's a very, very high probability that you have the potential to come into millions of dollars in the next couple of months. So how much is that worth to you? Ask yourself that question, okay? And we've got plenty of room. We have plenty of seats available. So, okay? All right. So I think we're ready to call it a night. So let's get the little jingle going. And there we are. Well, folks, thank you very much.